folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm one of your hosts from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer, and my kooky co-host is America's canine expert, Mark German.
Well, thanks, Susan, for having me back again. You know what? I should just become a co-host, honestly.
Well, this you are coming, a co-host.
This coming back every week is, oh, okay. And I love that Czechoslovakian accent of yours.
Oh, well, nice.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. You can find out more about us, Susan and Mark, and what we do at americascanineacademy.net. We welcome questions and comments during our show. You can email us pettalk@live.com. And a quick thing, Susan, a quick thank you to my therapist in Maryland, Susie, and my guru in Arizona, Thomas. Susan?
Well, we've got two new stations listening this week. So I wanted to give a big welcome to the listeners in New Hampshire on WKXL and our listeners in Paso Robles, California on KPRL.
Nice.
Now, for today's show, we've got two guests. Now, we've all heard about the extreme makeover craze. It's like everybody's doing one. Extreme makeover home edition, and then there's the weight loss edition, and they've even got extreme mutt makeovers for dogs out there. But Jill Sullivan Gruder's organization, which is called Project Positive, has a goal of providing extreme makeovers for animal rescues. And we're going to talk to her later in the show to see what that's all about.
Nice.
But first up, we have Dr. Carol Osborne. She's a nationally recognized authority in alternative veterinary medicine and health care for pets. And she's the founder and president of the American Pet Institute and the creator of PAWS. And let me tell you, she is the expert. She's going to talk about the importance to, or the benefits to your dog's health of having them neutered, as well as the new non-surgical neutering they call chemical castration. And we are so honored to have her on the show today. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Carol.
Well, thank you, Susan, and hello, Mark. I'm delighted to join you.
Awesome.
And we are going to talk about all this spaying and neutering and whatnot, but we're going to differentiate the true health benefits of neutering and spaying from health benefits that really aren't beneficial at all. And what's interesting is most of us are familiar with the traditional getting your dog neutered and having all the pre-op testing and the anesthesia and the surgery and then going through the recovery phase. But now, people that own male dogs have an option. Instead of going through or neutering your dog through a surgical procedure, we can now do it chemically with a single shot. It's just one little shot directly administered into each testicle. Now, Mark, I don't want you to cringe.
Yeah.
But we give it kind of slowly. Sometimes we give a little sedative. There's no anesthesia of any kind necessary at all. No overnights, no post-op care. They put a little shot into each testicle. They ask you to keep your dog, his activity restricted for about 3 days. And that's all there is to it.
Wow.
And currently, the product they use is called Zuterin. What that is basically, it's just a solution of zinc gluconate mixed up with water. It causes permanent sterility in about 30 days. How does it do that? Well, it kills, it scars the testicles so that it disables their ability to produce that, properly produce the male hormone testosterone in the normal capacity. The thing that's wonderful is that, you know, aggression, behavioral disorders, urine marking, you know, the primary reasons that people have dogs neutered, those unwanted behaviors and activities are effectively eliminated. But the beauty of that is that there is a small level of the male hormone testosterone that remains to be produced and circulate within the dog's body. And that is a wonderful result because testosterone being the primary hormone in men and male dogs versus estrogen being the primary hormone in women and female dogs. Yes, the hormones are necessary for procreation of the species, but what else are they necessary for? Well, they both hormones in their respective species, male to female, are important for the strength of your muscles and bone. They're important for your heart health, and they're vital for mental clarity and alertness. So that's an important thing for people to realize. And although at this point in time, the FDA has only approved this injection technique for puppies that are up to 10 months old, my guess as a veterinarian is that within the very near future, the procedure will, you know, be available for intact male dogs of all ages, which I think is very exciting.
It's very exciting. Now, is there, you know, is there a, like a big cost differential between doing this and in a surgical castration?
Oh, absolutely. You know, depending on where you have your dog neutered, you know, you'll pay anywhere from $50 to several hundred dollars. This is just a simple shot. It's going to be available to these low-cost spay-neuter clinics as well as regular veterinary clinics in full force by the end of this year or at the latest early 2014. So I think it's really, really pretty terrific. And you might wonder, you know, is something like that going to be available, let's say, for a female dog? And we've got some testing in the works, but nothing, at least as an oral contraceptive, that has yet proven to be 100% effective. The difference in the cost is tremendous. One way you're paying for a shot, which, and I'm just reaching out there to guess, I can't imagine could cost more than $35 to a maximum of $50 a dog, you know, versus a complete surgery and everything that's involved. You know,
Susan?
Yes.
I have a couple of questions for the good doctor when we come back, but actually I have three questions for the doctor when we come back. So we're
going to head to break here real quick. Dr. Carroll, if you can stay on with us just for a few more minutes, because I have a question too.
I would be delighted.
All right.
Awesome. We'll be back after these messages.
What do you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called. He digs the garden and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers, remote trainers, have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-caller technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
Well, hey there, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And
I'm
we
Mark.
Have the yes, he's Mark. We have the queen of the DVMs here today, Dr. Carol Osborne, and she is talking to us about chemical castration and neutering your pet. So, Dr. Carol, Mark had a couple of questions for you.
Okay, Mark.
All right. Well, you were talking about, you know, neutering for the health importance type of thing. And
sure.
I don't know if you know what we do, but we work with bad dogs, shelter dogs,
sure.
Overcrowded shelter dogs.
Sure.
And, you know, our number one reason for neutering or spaying is we don't want more of those kind of dogs we're seeing.
That's exactly correct. And that is the primary reason that we've all been brainwashed, veterinarians and pet owners alike, to neuter and spay and neuter and spay and neuter and spay. And the primary reason for that recommendation is because of irresponsible pet owners that simply don't keep their pets on a leash. They wander all over, and
well,
we
it's
end
more
up
than that.
With all this overpopulation, all these unwanted pets, and it's not a good thing.
Right. And then, you know, you also mentioned spaying and neutering can help with some behavioral issues, marking,
aggression
and things like that.
Sure.
Well, again, I've worked with, again, bad dogs for a long time. And, again, the reason I wanted that dog neutered is 'cause we don't want more of them. And then did it change his behavior? No. You know, I give it 60 days. After a neuter, 60 days, nothing's going to change behaviorally because of the dog doing what he does that we have to teach people to quit doing.
And that's exactly correct. After a certain age, bad behavior, if you will, becomes a learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So
outbound
all
conditioning.
Bad habits, mm-hmm. and improper activities, jumping up, barking, biting, whatever it might be, after a certain point in time, it's not just directly related to hormones or in a male dog to testosterone. It is actually a learned behavior, you know, mentally in the brain that, Mark, as you know, is a very tough thing to deal with, because not only do you have to deal with the dog situation, you've got to retrain the owners too, don't you?
Well, we don't even really mess with the dog. If the people change what they're doing, that'll fix their dog. It's not about the dog. The dog's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
And, you know, that's a very valid point, although I think very hard for many pet owners to swallow.
Well, they just need to see us. They just need to see what we do and how it changes the dog. And real quick, what does PAAWS, PAWS, stand for? And what is that?
PAWS stands for Pet Anti-Aging Wellness System. And it is a natural patented USA-made combination of about 45 different vitamins, minerals, nutrients, anti-aging factors, and herbs blended into a tasty bacon-flavored treat for dogs and a chicken-flavored powder for kitties, formulated specifically for each species as well as divided into age, puppies and kitties, adults and seniors. So it's a balanced, comprehensive longevity supplement that helps to retard the aging process and promote healthy aging. So pets that have been taking PAWS, we've observed approximately a 30% increase in the healthy lifespan. We've got small breed dogs, 25 to 35 pounds, enjoying quality of life at age 24. We also have large breed dogs, 80 pounds and up, understanding that normally these giant large breed dogs enjoy a much shorter healthy lifespan than a smaller medium dog. But these guys are going strong and they're 18 years old. You know, so that's an extra 2 to 4 years that people and pets get to spend together simply by promoting optimal health and offering your dog the nutrition that he or she needs on a daily basis. And
cool.
That's pretty exciting. You know, and not to change tracks, but, you know, when I went to vet school and you know, many of us that have been out of school for more than a couple of years, you know, we were
taught. Leave me out of this.
We were taught, and of course, we dictated this information to our patients, that there was just all these incredible health benefits of spaying and neutering your dog, as well as your cat, you know, from elimination of cancer, to just everything you can think of. Unfortunately, published research now validates the fact that is not at all the case. In fact, arthritis, the incidence, if you neuter a male dog, if you will, prior to the age of two, you're at double the risk of arthritis, hip dysplasia, you know, and all those kind of bone and joint disorders, more than doubles, as well as the incidence of a variety of types of cancer. And what's even more interesting is that cancers of the reproductive tract, breast cancer and ovarian cancer in a female dog, prosthetic or testicular cancer in a male dog, the incidence of they are not reduced by spaying or neutering your dog. There's all kinds of males, both 2- and 4-footed, you know, in dog's case, these dogs have been neutered, and they're, you know, suffering with prostate disease. So, you know, as the reports come out, and we get a little bit more advanced and educated in what we really need to offer optimal health and wellness, the bottom line at this point is wait as long as you can. In female dogs, if you can hang on until they're 6, that's ideal. The biggest risk, pyometra, doesn't usually become a risk for older female intact dogs, you know, until like 8 to 10 years of age.
Hey, doctor.
Yes.
Where can people find out more about this?
Well, they can log on to my website, carolonpets.com/blog, and there's all kinds of great information on there. They can also contact our office directly. Our toll-free phone is 866-DR-CAROL, and that's 866-372-2765. We answer pet questions and offer pet health consultations for dogs and cats. So we welcome everyone to improve their pet health IQ, understand why neutering and spaying is truly recommended, and then be able to make an appropriate decision for your family, your lifestyle, and your particular pet.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, well, thank you. We're going to head to break, and when we come back, we will have Jill Sullivan Gruter.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand. A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made, and here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And right now we're bringing in our next guest, Jill Sullivan Gruder with Project Positive. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Thanks, Susan. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm doing real good. So my co-host is Mark. Mark, are you on?
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Mark. How's it going?
Great. Thank you. Thanks for coming on today. Let me get started here. Tell our listeners about Project Positive, that's a P-A-W, Positive, and why did you start it?
So Project Positive, you can think of it as sort of like Habitat for Humanity or Extreme Makeover, but for animal rescues in need. I started it back in 2009, and we renovate animal shelters who are in need of our help.
That is so cool. Now, how many of these rescues have you helped?
We are working, this weekend will actually be our 10th renovation.
Wow, 10.
Yeah.
So what have some of the projects been like? I bet there's been some doozies.
We've had some interesting projects. Our first project was a horse sanctuary. So they were horses that were actually rescued right from slaughter pens. And they needed, what had happened was because we're up in New England, so our harsh New England winters had frozen the underground water pipes that went to the paddocks, fixed those. The roof was on the verge of collapse. Water was pouring in onto the horses, completely fixed that. Made some paddocks bigger, painted it a beautiful barn red, and it just was fantastic. So we've done that. We've traveled down to Tennessee and built a cat shelter. We've done everything. We went up a couple weeks ago to a wolf refuge up way up north in New Hampshire, and we built 15 shelters for them and fixed a major electrical problem. And this week we're doing a cat sanctuary in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how do you guys raise money to do all this?
Well, it's difficult. We do crowdfunding, which is online fundraising. We have one sponsor, Pet Life. They sell sort of like Livestrong type bracelets in their store, which is in new stores throughout New England. But we really look for donors, you know, people just like you and me who love animals and want to make a difference in their lives. And we're really blessed to have a big group of fans on Facebook who really pull together and help us. It doesn't mean it's not a struggle every renovation. We're really renovation to renovation, you know, but that's what we do. We go to the public and we ask for help.
Where can people learn about more about this and you?
Our website, we have a few different URLs, but our main website is www.projectpositive, like a paw, so it's PAWSITIVE.org.
If you're from Texas, it's be positive. All right.
Yes.
Now, are you positive about that?
I am positive.
All right, well, as long as we're positive. All right.
So what is your most critical need right now, Jill?
Our most critical need is money, you know, to be quite blunt. That is what helps us to buy the materials. All of these renovations are absolutely free of charge to the shelters that we help. We are a 501c3. That means any money that comes in as a donation that is tax deductible to our donors. And that's the most critical thing. We go and we buy everything from, you know, the local hardware stores, and we go and we get the job done that way. And it is really renovation to renovation in terms of the different items that we need and different materials. So money is absolutely what we need. We also love to have volunteers. We love to have all hands on deck, and we bring in the community to help us as well.
Well, does somebody just say, hey, I want a free makeover? Or how do you get these people? How do you find these people that you help?
Sure. So on our website, projectpositive.org, there is an application process. We actually have a very extensive application process. We make sure that the rescues that we help are legitimate 501c3s nonprofits and that they follow federal guidelines. We make sure that we have recommendations from people who have volunteered there, their board members, and people who have adopted from those rescues to make sure that they are absolutely that the animals are their first priority. So there is an extensive application process that we go through. But once that's done and we select the rescue, we are all about helping them, and every dime we make goes to making sure that we are able to help those rescues.
Now, after you remodel the place, do you have to move a big bus?
No, we don't. We don't have
okay.
a bus.
Just checking.
Our budget, we might have a little, a little
moped.
Trail.
If you're lucky,
a wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow, Susan. That's right.
So Jill, a little birdie told me that you might be joining our network.
You know what? That is true. I am super excited about it. Thank you. Thanks to Pet Life for sponsoring this show that we should be starting in the next couple of weeks. So myself and maybe a couple of my team members will be on the air and talking to everyone out there as well. We're super excited about that.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, we'll have to have you back on after the show starts so that more people get to know that your show is out there and to tune in. But we are about to wrap up this segment. One okay. quick question before I go. Jill, do you stay primarily in the Northeast, or does your group go anywhere?
We want to go anywhere. Unfortunately, we don't have the funds at this point to be able to go everywhere. If we did have the funds, we would be there. So right now we're New England based, but you know what? Hopefully down the road, we'll be able to help everyone across the U.S.
Awesome.
We've had emails as far away as Australia. So, I mean, we'd go there
Great.
Too.
Awesome. We'll go with you if you need help.
Jill, when you get a chance, check out our nonprofit. H4 Hounds Helping Heroes Heal.
Absolutely. I've heard about it.
You'll see what we do there.
It's impressive.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today, too. We're excited that you're going to be joining our network, and we'll get you back on to talk more about Project Positive and the great things they're doing up there in the Northeast. And we are going to head to break, and when we're back, we're going to have Dogs in the News.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And next
you're Susan.
Up, yes, I'm Susan. He's
I'm
Mark.
I'm just reminding myself so I don't get us confused.
Next up, we have dogs in the news, and we'll see which personality Mark brings out today.
Dogs in the news? Beep, 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 beep. When news breaks, we fix it. Listen to this. This is crazy here. Police went to a house in Kentucky after the neighbors reported that they had not seen the lady for at least 2 weeks. She was very ill. She had been receiving medication from the local pharmacy, and they thought, you know, that she had fallen and couldn't get up, couldn't reach her phone. But this lady had a bunch of dogs. She had about 50 of them. And some were caged, some ran free. And
what
when
kind
they showed,
of dogs?
Well, I'm getting to that. So what the once the police got out there to do a check on her, they found the skull, jawbone, and thigh bone of the woman. And what she was hoarding, 50 of them, wolf dogs, wolf hybrids. And I've worked with those kind of dogs. But it just got to be too much. They turned into carnivores. And you notice the skull, jawbone, and thigh bone, they didn't eat. That's why those femurs for your dogs are no good.
Well, okay, so I have a question here. The wolf dogs, when I saw the pictures, these dogs looked like they were starving.
Yeah, they were all starving. Half of them wasn't spayed or neutered, so there was more of them, up to 50 of them. And again, because they wasn't altered, like Dr. Carroll was saying, wasn't it?
Yeah, Dr. Carroll.
If we could have got to places like that and spayed and neutered every one of them, there wouldn't be more of them. But wolf dogs can be dangerous. People need to really know what they're dealing with when they have one, or wolf hybrid, whatever. I call them wolf dogs.
So you worked with one. What was your experience?
Well, most of the biggest issue with a wolf dog is the fear factor. They are extremely fearful, like their predecessors, and they'll run. They'll run from anything. They're prey, if you would, so they run too. And then they're also carnivores, so they'll always search out meat.
If you're starving 50 wolf dogs, it's not a good idea to walk back out in the backyard and play with them.
Especially if you're that old and sick. All right, dinner time.
If you can't run fast.
She grabbed her chest, and as she was falling, she said, "Dinner time." All right, move on. Getting me wound up here.
You are sick.
Well,
sick.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, here's mine. Okay, so concerned animal lovers and ex-volunteers of the Olympic Animal Sanctuary, which is up in Washington, the state that is, have come together to ask the government and the public to aid innocent animals that are residing in this Olympic Animal Sanctuary. It was meant to be a facility that houses dangerous dogs. And they're, you know, these dogs, their only other alternative was euthanasia. But what, you know, instead of being euthanized, they sent them to the sanctuary, and the ex-employees are saying that the facility is not kept in sanitary conditions. There's animal waste and dust everywhere. And the few pens that do have a water dish, it's filled with contaminated, undrinkable water. The dogs live in small pens, crates, cages. They have no access to the outside world. Take it. You know what? They need to hire Jill.
Yeah,
they need to hire Jill for some renovations.
There you go.
The concerned animal lover started on Facebook a page called OAS, Life Inside the Sanctuary, and they've been posting pictures and the police reports to document what they say is neglect and abuse, but yet they've not so far received any help from the government or local authorities. One of the volunteers says it's an ugly, dirty little secret that's come out. People have to be a voice for these dogs. Something has to be done. When the news station KOMO News tried to enter the sanctuary, they were denied access. The man who runs the place reported that there's more than 100 dogs that he cares for inside. Wow, 100. And he says that they only eat every other day and are only fed unrefrigerated raw animal parts. This guy obviously can't take care of the dogs. Why is he hanging on to them?
Well, he's raising chickens.
Well, what upsets me is the fact that all these dogs had to go there in the first place. Guys,
how did they find
anything,
that guy?
I mean, if they're, well, I don't know how they found him, but they need to find America's Canine Academy. Because these dogs that are aggressive or dangerous, that can be rehabilitated, and nobody is making the effort to do that. It's just easier to ship them off somewhere, and who cares what happens to them there if they get fed twice a week, twice a month? Who cares? Come on, people, get with it. Aggression can be fixed. Don't give up on the dog.
Just, you know, check us out, americascanineacademy.net. Check us out. If you need help with your dog, we'll help you even by phone. Give us a call, 877-WE-WHISPER.
So anyway, folks, we're bringing it to an end here. We remind everyone to please join us next week. And if you have questions, you can email us at pettalk@live.com. And I wanted to say a quick thank you one more time before we leave to our new listeners in New Hampshire on WKXL. And our new listeners in Paso Robles, California on KPRL. We're glad to be on with you, and please email us your questions. Again, that email is pettalk@live.com. And thank you for joining us, and everybody have a great week.